This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
In a world of ever-changing wellness trends, I'm here to cut through the noise. I'm Lee, a master health coach and a pharmacist with over 3 decades of experience, and I want to welcome you to the How Are You Really podcast. For the next 30 minutes, let's pause, reset, and get curious together. Whether it's just me or one of my inspiring guests, we are diving deep to uncover what truly supports your well-being. No fluff, no fads, just real talk. Kia ora, welcome and welcome back to How Are You Really? This podcast is where we dive beneath the surface and talk honestly about the emotions and the experiences that shape us. As you know, I always talk about an emotion that has dominated my week gone by. And today I want to talk about expectations. So a couple of weeks ago, I was fortunate enough to be in the Gold Coast attending a wellness and spa summit. And we were up for some awards, but I did not set myself any expectations to win, because I know that happiness is actually an equation, which is greater than or equal to the perception of life events take away expectations of how life should be. So I went in with no expectations. I'm like, oh, if I win, that's great. If I don't, you know, so be it. Because according to Brené Brown, disappointment is actually unmet expectations. The more significant the expectations, the more significant the disappointment. I've been disappointed before in awards when I didn't win because I was expecting to win. So now I know not to set that expectations. Now, today in the studio with us, I am so, so grateful to have Darren Ingram in with me today. Now, this is the guy that started me on my journey on how to feel. You're like, what? It's not that hard to feel. But Darren really pushed me hard to feel. So welcome to the studio, Darren.
Thank you, Lee. Such a pleasure to be here, and thank you for the invitation as well.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to have this conversation with you. Yeah. So let's take the audience back to the time where you were really trying to push me to to feel. So we had just opened Well and Being, and it was really, really tough. I had staffing challenges and I was closing the pharmacy. And Darren could tell that I was really struggling. And he was like, come on, Lee, let's have a breathwork session, because Darren is a coach as well. And I kept fobbing him off. I'm like, nah, I've got no time. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. But he persisted. And eventually I sat down with him in the studio and we went quite deep. And he made me breathe through a few things, and then he managed to tease out of me what I was really holding in my body. I did not know that at that time. He made me tease out that feeling. Darren, do you remember what it was?
Clear, very clear. Yeah, I can remember the resistance that came up as well, you know, during that time.
Resistance. What did my face look like?
Yeah. Just the ability to get you to stop as well. You know, you were very busy. You had a lot going on, which I can understand. And that speaks to all of us nowadays, you know. And, hey, let's just stop. Can we see what's going on here? Let's talk through this as well, you know. I was working at Well and Being at the time, but also a friend as well is like, hey. And good on you at the end, you know, you sat down, you took the time, and I can remember those initial questions. How are you feeling? And you not even acknowledging that at first.
I wasn't, was I? No, I was like, wouldn't. I'm fine.
Yeah. Yep. Fine. I'm good.
Good. Okay. That's
the usual one. And so just, you know, got you to connect with your breath, get out of the head as well. And obviously being operating in that way for a while, you know, especially when there's lots going on. So just stopping, even when you connect to your breath and slowing down the breath as well, that you were able to start to connect to your emotions and how you really feel. And I remember that time, you know, emotions came up for you, wasn't it, you know, during that time as well?
It was such a strong emotion. I still remember vividly. It was resentment, because I felt that I've given so much, but yet things were not going my way. So it was the expectations piece, right? But I've really grown a lot since then, and I really, really credit you to my healing journey, Darren. So thank you. And after that, we followed up with some breathwork session with you as well. And I think that really highlighted to me how important the mind-body connection is.
Definitely, yeah.
So, but, well, there's no buts in this. What am I talking about? So I guess what I really want you to share with our audience is, how does someone really connect to their body if they're always so busy, like I was at that moment? You had to push me hard, and you came from a place of love and care for a friend. So how does one want to do that? Because it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? It's moving through that discomfort, and it, you know, it takes some courage to actually sit and be with yourself. You know, we've all gone through life experiences, and there's some pain usually there, isn't there? You know, discomfort as well. So slowing down and giving yourself that space to look within. You know, it's we always point the finger outwards, but pointing the finger inwards and what's going on for me inside. And there's lots of different ways that you can do that. You know, you talked about, you know, the power of breath work and just connecting with your breath air. I mean, it's used throughout the world for a long time, you know. And so, yeah, just even just being and recognizing your breath, really feeling the breath. A good strategy is really feeling that breath come into your body and through your body. And just even that alone is just getting you out of the mind as well. But also starting to recognize those thoughts that are happening, the excuses as well. I'm too busy, like you said before. You know, even being able to see that beyond your thoughts is a really powerful thing as well. And then looking beyond, well, how am I feeling right now? And usually we've got the binary good and bad. So looking beyond those words or that information that's coming up for us there.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess before I went in, I was like, oh, he's just going to make me breathe. And I honestly did not know that I was feeling resentment. And resentment is a really heavy emotion to carry with me, right? So, yeah, I'm so glad that you made me do that. So how does one... If someone can name their emotion, then how do they move that emotion? How do they move that out of the body?
Yeah.
How does it work?
Yeah, I think such a good question. I think, you know, most of the clients that I work with, you know, with, whether it's breathwork, trauma therapy, or even life coaching, you know, in my own business, there is that's one of the biggest things that we kind of work on, is starting to connect with ourselves, and even just being aware of. Not the thinking mind, but moving away from there. And a really good strategy is just even just placing your hand onto your heart, onto your belly, and even just feeling your breath, you know, getting yourself a place of solitude where you can, even if it's just for a few minutes, and just really connecting, feeling your body and your breath moving together just gets you out of the mind for a start as well. And then moving deeper and deeper into that is like, as you access and you're more aware of how you're feeling, then starting to, I suppose, through that self-inquiry, whether you're journaling or even just giving it some thought, well, how does this play out in my life? And that's where really support, getting some support is really important there, because sometimes it's hard for us to shine that spotlight deep within us and getting
and,
that support.
And also the space, right? Like you provided a safe space for me to open up.
Yeah, and that can be a new thing as well is creating and creating a safe space, but also being in a safe space and even starting to talk about emotions. That might be something that has not happened all the way down, all the way back to childhood. You know, maybe it was a thing that we just didn't do. And so now we're asking, okay, can you look within? Can you talk about emotions? And that you might need to create safety within to be able to do that. So that's a huge thing as well.
Yeah, and that's exactly the purpose of this podcast, is actually to create conversations. So and hoping that, you know, this is the space that we're providing for you listeners to start your healing journey.
One thing I want to talk about as well is emotions as well, as often it can be a construct of our thinking mind, you know, that 5% frontal cortex. But actually emotions resides in our heart. So actually shifting that awareness to actually how am I truly feeling? And that's a journey to get to there. And the there's so much depth in the heart of how we're feeling through everyday circumstances. And popping out of that is a really powerful thing where, what do I need right now through those emotions? How can I resource myself? How can I support myself through those emotions?
So you'll be the right person to ask, how are you really, Darren?
I'm really feeling excited today, you know, just hanging out with you.
Well-being is more than just self-care. It's a transformation. At Well & Being, we combine innovation with empathy to provide a solution for modern living. Using advanced, science-backed methods and expert knowledge, we help you optimize your overall health and reduce the effects physical and mental stressors can have on your body and mind. Visit wellandbeing.nz to start your transformation today.
So speaking about excitement, Darren, when I just met you before, you were really excited about a trip that you did recently. Was it last year or this year?
Yeah, last year, yeah.
So yeah, tell us more about that, because that is, to me, I don't know, an eye-opening experience anyway. So would you mind sharing with the audience what you did?
And I think, I suppose, just before that is like what we were talking about before, that connection and deeper connection within. And most of us, you know, when we talk about connection, one of our safest places is nature. You know, we love to go down to the beach or a forest for some people, and that's our place. You know, I'd say a good 90% of people, you know, really connect with nature in some way, or wildlife, or have some of that aspect. And so for me, I really wanted to go deeper into that. I've always loved nature. I've always loved being on the beach, up on the mountains, snowboarding, and the sports that entail that as well. So yeah, out of the blue, I decided, and I was fortunate enough to just pick to go to Peru, and I went and lived in the Amazon rainforest for 10 days.
That's amazing.
And also, not only that, the indigenous culture, the Shipibo tribe, went and lived with them for 10 days with a small group of us, and really learned how they use the forest, how they immerse themselves in the forest, and going back to the really traditional ways of connection. And it was incredible, you know. Even on the first day, I had my own hut, but it was just mosquito netting around the outside. But even 24/7, the orchestra of plant life and animal insects, you know, the layers of it, when you actually stop, got no social media, you got no phone or any of those things, and you can just be and connect with nature in that way. And also, you know, during that time, the deeper connection with yourself as well, you know, it's a pretty special place, you know, when you think about a deep immersion with nature.
Yeah. So when the tribe members wake up in the morning, what do they do?
Yeah, they just, they have a lot of quiet time, you know. They just, they just have there's a lot of time for them in solitude. And, but also they're really big on connection with each other as well, you know, so that's really important. But their connection with their environment is so, so deep. It was really interesting to see how they, during that time, how they supported me, you know, it was with the food and the nutrition and, you know, fresh turmeric, cilantro, which is coriander, you know, things like that as well. They would support you during that time with all those beautiful herbs. It was phenomenal time, yeah.
And how did you feel, you know, in your body? As you mentioned, you know, connection to self, mind-body connection. So you were in nature.
Yeah.
How did your body feel?
Yeah, just really light. You know, there was a lead up into going and working with them, which was around making your body light in the way, you know, a little bit of fasting, making sure it was a vegetable diet as well, just because they wanted you to feel not dense and heavy, but light during that experience. But also, I suppose, you know, to giving yourself that time. It's very rare nowadays that we don't have all the demands of the world, you know, especially in our Western world. So just letting all those things go allowed me to take a kind of stock take of my life as well, and to really point the finger deep within, and all those things that were really benefiting me, but all the things that I needed to work on. And one of the biggest things for me that popped up was around, you know, I've always been giving in life. You know, I left home at 17 and a half, joined the Air Force. I was an aircraft engineer, and I've always been at service or enjoyed that aspect, you know. Always giving out. But what I realized, it was very hard for me to receive as well. And also, I think we've all gone through some type of trauma or disconnection through life. You know, for me, it was my dad left me at 12 years, never saw him again.
Wow.
So I think I leaned into giving a lot in my life, you know, but I didn't allow myself to fully receive. And what that looks like was when somebody may say something really beautiful to me, I might have said, yeah, thanks, you know, or but not really stopped and allow myself to feel that really deeply. And I think that's really important because I truly believe, you know, if we really want depth in life that we're always kind of searching for, aren't we? You know, mm-hmm. we're always wanting to feel the depth of life, you know, especially in this kind of a lot of clients that I work with talk about that it's like a treadmill. I've been on that treadmill as well for decades. And but the how we feel the depth of life is how we feel the depth within. And it's always going to be an equivalent, kind of connection in that way.
So what are you doing differently now? What are you doing to receive differently?
Yeah, well, the first thing is being aware of it. You know, it's the unseen becomes seen, and that's so important. So what I didn't know for, what I didn't see for 10 or 20 years, maybe 30 years, you know, is like I was giving out but not receiving. So now I can lean into that. I have to purposely lean into that until it becomes a new pattern. So an old pattern becomes kind of a new pattern, but also I think consistency around new ways of being. So, you know, whether firstly I was journaling about those things, I can remember that, or spending some time and setting up some dedicated time where I'm deep in gratitude at the end of the day, or starting off my day in appreciation and gratitude for the people, places, things in my life. So making sure that those elements are part of my day and the non-negotiables, you know, so and then during those times when I'm in appreciation or I'm in gratitude, how did somebody, you know, specifically maybe showed some gratitude, or even nature, you know, like what, how did that reflect back to me as well? And how did that feel when I sat down on the beach today, or somebody gave me a compliment, you know, any of those things, or my partner said something. So how did I feel either during that time or at the end of the day, and allow myself to actually really feel that, you know, in the silence?
So a question for you. At the beginning, when I said that I really credit you to starting this emotional journey for myself, how did you feel when I say that, when I said that?
Yeah, that's...
Where did you feel it in your body?
Yeah, I felt...
Were you receiving it?
Definitely, I felt, and I'll take that later as well, because you have a lot of questions today, but yeah, I felt, yeah, really a lot of warmth in my heart around that, you know? I really value our friendship, our journey
together.
I'm feeling together.
The warmth now.
Yeah.
In my body.
And I suppose that is, yeah, that real kindness, compassion, and all those things as well, you know? And yeah, and love for you, Lee, as well, you know? Like, yeah, we'll chuck that out on the table, you know? Like,
oh,
yeah.
Thank
so,
you.
I care
honestly,
about you.
Honestly, if it wasn't for you right at the beginning of starting while I'm being, it would have been a more difficult journey. And I, really am grateful to you.
Yeah, you too. And I think, you know, we both, it's amazing, isn't it? The people that come along on your path as well. And we're always learning from each other, isn't it? It's not a one-way transaction, you know. I learn a lot from you as well. And you reflect a lot of things back. And there's always something for us both to work on as well, you know.
Well, we were talking about service to others. And that's what you and I have both in common.
Mm.
We've always been in the service industry. Me as a community pharmacist for more than 30 years. And I was even an international flight attendant in service to others.
Mm.
And now being a coach and podcast host and things like that. So I heard this quote the other day at the retreat that I went to that I wanted to share with the audience, and it really, really shifted my thinking. And it's all about when you're in service to others, you shouldn't expect anything back. And I was like, oh my goodness, what have I been doing wrong over the last 30-odd years? Because I was expecting something back.
Yeah.
I was expecting clients to come in. I was expecting listeners to turn up to listen. I was expecting this person, you know, to stay in my life, you know, for a long period of time. So that really shifted my perspective to service. Would you say that that resonated with you as well?
100%. So powerful. And it's a journey to get to that. Eh?
It's a journey. And it's maybe taken me 30-odd years to get there.
Yeah, and you're probably going to have to work, and me as well, you know, we have to work through that stuff all through the day because there's so many different things that happen when we do things, we're expecting those things back, you know. It's what we've kind of, the pattern that we've kind of put on ourselves through society, through our family values as well. And so, yeah, starting to work through that and moving, I would say, to more unconditional love, you know. And even that word is a connotation, love, you know. It's usually about around intimate relationship. But love can be, you know, I said that to you, Justin. Yeah. It's like, actually, I care about you, you know. Yeah. So even that word can be hard for some people to say. So
I'm receiving it, Darren. I'm receiving your love.
Good. I think even just, connecting with that and just acknowledging
and
that.
And the facilitator gave a really good example. So think of this. When you're in a traffic jam and you let the other car through the gap without expecting a wave from the other driver. Right? Because I just was thinking, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I'll let that person come in. But if they didn't wave to say thank you, I would straight away judge that, oh, that person is so bad because he or she did not appreciate what I've done.
That's what I mean. Those are moments, aren't they? And one really good strategy, you know, to take you along on that pathway is, again, you know, a few minutes in the morning or at nighttime and just taking your time and connecting with your breath. And when I say that is just feeling the breath come in and out of your body, slowing your breath down, 6 seconds in, 6 seconds out, brings online your parasympathetic nervous system, says to your body it's safe. So all those great things, which I've seen in a lab. So there's a lot of really good things just doing that and that connection to yourself. And then from there, sending that love out, you know, to the things that have happened in your day and then acknowledging how does that feel when I send that love out to people, places, things in your day and just expressing that and knowing that that's been delivered beyond this realm right in this time and place, right in this present moment. And how does it feel expressing yourself with that? Because you're not getting anything in return in that moment. So how does it feel just expressing yourself? And I think that's a really good strategy to start that unconditional expression of yourself. And, it really brings you to who you are, who you truly are, to your centered space as well. Yeah.
I totally resonate with that. I was giving a presentation on Friday last week and it was something that I love doing. So my whole body, I felt alive, even though I had a bit of a cold. And as you said, I was trying to get to be of the mindset of I'm just servicing the participants without expecting anything back. Because society has really trained us to expect something back. Thinking, oh, I should at least get a referral. So I think that is a mindset that I'm working really hard at shifting. So what is the one thing that really resonated with you after your 10 days in the Peru rainforest?
For me, one of the biggest things, and we do a lot of work on the physical, you know, quite often hit the gym. That's why there's so many gyms around, you know. The nutrition is starting to play a big part now, what we eat, which is great. They're all great things and they can have an impact on the emotional and mental things as well. But I just want to touch on, I suppose, for me, you know, being in the rainforest there was a spiritual aspect as well, you know. And my truth, you know, we're always, what that spiritual, you know, some of us are trying to find that truth and what it means for us. And for a number of years, you know, I thought about, or I knew there was something more in that spiritual realm. There was a God. Then I moved into a more spirituality aspect where it was around the universe is looking after me. But then I suppose during that time, it's like, what is this universe for me? You know, that was my self-inquiry question, which brought me back to, hey, you know, I suppose being in that place was like, there's a God, there's a creator. You know, that's my truth, you know, and I know that for some people, sometimes trigger some people because the religious aspect around some of that we've been used to. But coming back for me, I know there's a God, there's a creator. And I think for me, you know, when I looked more and I read more about, well, what is this God? God is full of love and kindness and compassion and loves us. So that for me was really resonated for my journey as well, and really connected me to a big part of us. You know, we also say about this physical body, but there's a huge part of us that's non-physical as well. So, yeah.
Wow, that is so profound. There's so many layers in that, Aaron. Yeah. So many layers. We will hopefully unpack that in episode later, another episode. So thank you so much, Darren, for sharing your journey with us. I really appreciate you. So once again, I want to let all the listeners know that this is the guy that started this podcasting journey. This is the guy that really got me thinking about emotions and naming them and how good it is to actually to be able to move the emotions out of your physical body and out of your, if you like, your mental space as well. To be able to name an emotion is so powerful. So once again, thank you so much, Darren.
No worries. And if anyone's got any questions, Impact Coach NZ, you can Instagram me. If you've got any questions come out of here or you want to know any more, want some resources, feel free to get in touch as well.
Absolutely.
Cool, thanks.
If you've enjoyed this podcast and would like to get curious with Lee, book a discovery session online via wellandbeing.nz. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the speaker's own and are not intended to replace professional medical advice. To listen again or to find further episodes, check out oar.org.nz, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favourite podcast platform.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.